Is going to church really important?
Now that you have made the decision to commit your life to Jesus Christ, you need to know what the next steps are. Mike Silva has prepared this series of podcasts to answer some of the questions you may have.
Every department store has a do-it-yourself section. You ever been there? Do you get frustrated there like I do sometimes? That's where you can go and get all the tools and supplies that you need to complete a certain project, like renovating a bathroom or building a storage shed. And then when you're all done, you can look at what you've accomplished on your own and be very, very proud. Well, friends, that may work for home improvement. But what about living the Christian life? We ask ourselves the question in today's podcast, is going to church really important? Do I really need it? I believe the answer is absolutely yes. Why is that? Well, number one, because we were made for community. I mean, the Bible begins in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, chapter 2 and verse 18, when the Lord said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I'm going to make a helper who is just right for him." You see, the only thing God declared not good about everything that he created was man's aloneness. Did you catch that? I think that's the smartest thing I've ever said. "I will make a helper who is just right for him," God says. And the only thing God declared not good about everything that he created was man's aloneness. Why is that, my friend? It's because we were made for community. The Bible never tells us to live the Christian life alone. In fact, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16, "Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you?" You see, living our lives alongside each other is very, very important in the Bible. God wants us to be in community, to live in community together. One of the reasons for community is that it allows us to encourage each other when we struggle, when we fall, when we get discouraged. That's why Hebrews 10 and verse 25 says, "Do not neglect our meeting together, as some of us do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." You see, that's how we support each other, friend. I love that passage in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4 and verse 12. It says, "A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back." What a picture. "But two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord, a triple braided rope is not easily broken." So why is going to church important? Well, I think number one, the Bible teaches because we were made for community. And number two, because that is the only example we have from church. The scripture teaches that when the New Testament church began and in the book of Acts, in chapter 20 and verse 7, the Bible says that believers, plural, gathered together to share the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is a special meal that Jesus asked us to do as a way of worshiping him. You see, my friend, from the very beginning, the church was meeting together, not individually, together, to encourage each other, to grow, to pray, to be together. The Bible says in Acts 2 and verse 46, they worshiped together at the temple each day. They met in homes for the Lord's Supper. They shared their meals with great joy and great generosity. You see, gathering together to worship was very, very important in the early years of the church. It's a locker room, as I've said before. The church is a locker room for followers of Jesus Christ. Well, another thing for us to remember is, what should we look for in church? So if I'm going to go to church, make the commitment to go to church, I'm going to get in the locker room with other athletes, how do I know what to look for in a church? How do we know if it's the kind of church that we should be in or not? Well, very simply, I think it needs to be a church with the right belief. I mean, the first thing you need to look for, the first thing is this. You go to that church with your antenna up and your eyes open and your ears ready, and you listen. You listen, do they teach the Word of God? Do they honor the Word of God? Do you know why, my friend? Because my opinions and anybody else's opinions do not matter. God's opinion is what matters. God's will is what matters. You see, there's many churches out there that, frankly, they no longer believe the Bible. They believe, well, some of it, but not all of it. Or the Bible could have been useful, but it's not useful today. If you hear that kind of teaching from a local church, jump up, turn around, walk out of there, and don't ever go back. Make sure that the church you attend is convinced that the Bible is our only authority for faith, our only authority for living the Christian life, and that it is inerrant. It is without mistake in the original writing. So when you're looking for a church, make sure that it has the right belief and then right relationships. When you go to a church, look for warmth. Look and see that the other people that you meet or engaged are warm and welcoming and gracious, that their attitude is welcoming to newcomers. That's a good sign. That's a good sign that the relationships in the church are good, both with God and amongst other people. Well, how do I find such a church? First thing I would say to you is ask us. Ask us. If you'll just go to our website and send us an email or call us or text us or Twitter us or Facebook us, anything that we can to communicate with you, ask us your questions. We work with a lot of great, great churches that are exactly like these things that I've just mentioned. They have the right belief, they have right relationships, and we can help you find one. Just write to us. We would like to do that. We've partnered with so many Bible-teaching churches, and we will happily provide a list for you, okay? God bless you. Hey, we're on a search, are we not? And when you find a church with the right belief, with the right relationships, then plug in, friend. Engage. Get out of the bleachers. Get onto the field for Jesus Christ.